If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus was trying to change the mindset of the people he was showing this tremendous miracle to. He was saying, you know Moses, you know Elijah, I'm the fulfillment of both. In other words, take your mind off of the law and the prophets and put them on me. Change your mind about me. See me as the fulfillment. See me as the completor. See me as the revelation of God, the answer to the law, the enabler of the law, and the fulfillment of the prophets. In other words, change your mind about me. Stop seeing me as this baby in a manger. Don't wait till the 25th of December and put out that little statuette. No. Burn that thing. I'm not a baby in a manger anymore. Stop seeing me as that sovereign on the cross. I'm not on that cross anymore. I paid that thing. If you wear me around your neck, take me off that cross. No more crucifixes when you're born again. If you have one of those things, it's all right to wear a cross. But if you got Jesus on it, take him off. Get a soldering iron and burn him off. He's not on that cross anymore. Change your mind. See him seated next to the Father in power and glory, making intercession. I love this concept. Coming in body, he sought me. Dying on the cross, he saved me. Getting up, he justified me. Sitting next to God, he pleads for me. Everything he did in the past took care of my past. When he got up, he made sure that nobody could take my place from me, because he had to die to ensure my place. But then he got up so nobody could challenge my place. Then he sat next to the Father because he knew that I would mess up later. He knew that I was not perfect. So every time I mess up, he intercedes. Father, look at the blood. Look at the blood, Father. They've been washed in the blood. Change your mind. Now, I know you are menialists. You're bound by that doctrine of losing your salvation. You're stuck in that mode because you got an old wineskin. But I must share with you that you are in deep paradox. Because on the one hand, you say that God sought you, that you didn't have anything to do with your salvation, that it was a gift. Then on the other hand, you say you can reject the one who sought you. On the one hand, you say you are elected without any participation on your part. Then on the other hand, you say you can deny your election by walking away. I don't understand your confusion. Stop trying to fight God and just accept the new wine of mercy. Some of you will say, oh, Bishop, you're saying that people can do whatever they want to do. You can do it anyway. But the operative phrase is whatever you want to do. And when you got a good look at Jesus, when you are held by the hand of God, you don't want to do anything to upset the status quo between you and God. You Arminianists don't want to deal with eternal salvation because you're scared. Because you don't trust your flesh. And so you stay in God out of fear. You're afraid that I might lose my salvation. But how do you lose what's never been yours? The Bible doesn't say you were elected at the altar. It says you were elected in him before the foundation of the world. If you think your life evolution brought you to the altar by your own capricious desires, guess again. God tolerated your sin because he knew you were coming in. God tolerated your disobedience because he knew he had already captured you. The devil could not keep you away from God, and he can't take you out of the hand of God. Now, I know some of you have an issue with that. Just get over it. Why do you want to serve a God that'll give you up when you want to walk away? How many of you had parents? All right, a few of you. I suggest to you that if you walk away from your parents are going to hunt you down till they find you. You think God's going to let you walk out after he sent Jesus to die for you? No, the Bible said he'll chastise you. Oh, he will get you back. And I know some of you are going, nah, Pastor, God won't force you in. He won't do nothing against your will. Who in here will to come to the altar? God changed your mind. I don't know about you, but that's liberating. It's liberating to know he saved me in spite of me. And he's holding on to me in spite of me. And I love you in spite of you because he loves me in spite of me. I can't judge you because he don't judge me. I can't hate you because he doesn't hate me. I can't turn on you because he doesn't turn on me. This is new wine. The old wineskins are upset with me right now. Pastor, you telling people they can do whatever they want to do. I didn't tell you that. God did. You do whatever you want to do. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is the man that condemneth himself not in the thing which he alloweth. That's God telling you. Listen, if what you're doing don't condemn you, you say, well, I ain't condemned when I smoke that cigarette. Then there's nothing I can say to condemn you. The Holy Spirit isn't doing it. What am I going to do? I'm talking to believers now. If you have not yet come over into the family, I got a lot of condemnation. But for Christians, I can't condemn you because you have the Holy Spirit living inside who's telling you when you backbite, he's sitting in there saying, you know you're wrong, don't you? You know you're wrong, don't you? You know you're murdering your brother and sister. Now call them up and apologize and take them to the store and buy them a chocolate nut sundae and ask their forgiveness. You know you're wrong. When you reach for the 20th hot wing, he's saying, you know you're wrong, don't you? We're full. He's saying, we're full. We're done. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we're full. Why are you still doing it? He says, you know you're wrong, don't you? When you reach into the grape bag and take out the grape to test it before you buy, he says, you know you're wrong. That's stealing. Now you see everybody else, he said, no, you my child. You know, you don't steal grapes. But I just want to see if they're sweet. Ask me, I'll tell you. Lord, are these grapes sweet? No, buy the ones behind it. They sweet, that one. You think God wants you stealing? Boy, the amens died out, boy. Next, you'll be going down the frozen food aisle, opening up the string beans. I got to see if they fresh. Opening up the hers to see if they're fresh. But why is this critical? Why is mind change so essential to the dynamic of change? We have labored in the Word of God to help you to understand that change is not only consistent and constant, it is the only thing that you can be sure of in your entire life. Karl Marx said, as he was one of the architects of communism, Karl Marx said, the only thing permanent in the world is change. Yet you and I embrace the stagnation of the status quo. Many of you sit under my voice this afternoon wanting your marriage to be better, but you're not changing anything in your marriage. I tell wives on many occasions, your husband isn't leaving you because of the absence of sex. He's leaving you because of the lack of change in treatment. You're still treating him like you did when you first married him. You have not changed. You have not grown. You have not recognized his needs. You have not recognized, wife, the five basic things that a man needs that are consistent with Scripture. And you refuse to understand them because your husband is a Christian. And so you take for granted that he's not leaving, so you do not want to learn the five basic truths that your man needs. Husbands, you are losing your wives because you don't know the seven basic truths that she needs from Scripture. Say, well, why does she need more? Because she's the weaker vessel. There are seven things in the Word of God that are clearly articulated that you don't even want to know because you're stuck in that old mindset. And so when your relationship begins to grow skewed, you have to reach for fleshly things massage oil heated up in the microwave, purple teddies, and trying to learn Victoria's Secret, thinking that's going to hold you together. That's not what holds you together. And I know you're sitting there with your pen and paper out saying, tell me what they are, Bishop. No. I told you years ago in a sermon, I ain't telling you no more. No, I'm going to tell you, but not today. It ain't part of my changing. But if you don't change, your relationship will die. Same truth with God. If you don't change how you view Him, your relationship. Now, your relationship will get stale. You'll be a son. You'll be his daughter, but your walk will be stale. What are the indicators of a stale relationship? Number one, you don't praise God the way you used to. You've been so affected by the people of God that you can't give the God of the people the praise that's due him. Number two, it doesn't matter if you're late to church regularly because you just figure he'll be there. When you first were saved, you were there before the door opened. You beat security or the deacons there. Now you've kind of morphed into, I'll get there when I can. Why? Your view of God is changing. You find that you're now able to lean on people more than God. You're putting your trust in your employer to provide for you. You are putting your trust in those secondary things to provide for you. You are now going into mountainous debt because you don't believe anymore that God can provide for you. And it's not because of your theological view changing. It's because of your relational view changing. You no longer believe that he cares enough about you to handle your situations.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1516D.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today. Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.